The clerk will take the call. Having 77 in the affirmative, 60 in the negative. Senate Bill 1302, receiving a constitutional majority, is declared passed.
With that, the House of Delegates approved a series of tax increases, including an increase in the income tax rate for individuals earning $100,000 a year, households $150,000. Most Democrats voted in favor of the bill, but there were exceptions.
I believe very strongly that this bill discriminates against two-income working families with kids at home.
That's Montgomery County Democrat Arianna Kelly, who says she herself is part of that group. She notes families at her income level have high taxes, housing, and daycare costs, and an income tax increase is a burden.
We are not talking about people sitting on giant piles of money here.
But most Democrats were like Baltimore City Delegate Sandy Rosenberg, who say the tax hikes were needed to prevent millions of dollars in cuts for public schools, higher education, and public safety.
We invested in the future of the state. By providing needed money for education, K-12, higher education, stem cell research, biomedical companies. We made the difficult decisions.
Republicans like Glenn Glass of Harford County say this plan does little to cut state spending.
We're basically taxing Marylanders to death. People don't have any money. The cost of utility bills has doubled. The cost of food has gone up. And many people just don't have enough money just to pay their bills.
Delegates also approved a series of spending transfers, including a measure to shift the cost of teacher pensions from state to county governments over 4 years. Governor O'Malley praised the work of the General Assembly during this three-day session.
I'm very appreciative of the hard work that's been done by the members of the General Assembly, by their presiding officers. What we were able to pass in this budget session is a budget that's good for Maryland.
The governor will likely sign the bill next week. The tax hikes are retroactive to cover this year. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.